Blog Talk Radio.
Walking in sunlight,
yeah, yeah.
All of my journey,
oh, over the mountain, oh,
over the mountain,
through
the deep end.
Know that Jesus has said,
well,
the Lord said, I'll never leave you. Oh Lord, that's a promise
divine,
promise that never can fail. Oh, oh, heavenly,
heavenly,
y'all look like to do.
Oh, heavenly sunlight,
that keeps flooding
my soul
with His glory, and it's
so divine.
Gotta keep on singing
His praise,
cause my Jesus is my medicine. Oh, shadows around me, and even though there are shadows of me, Lord, it never conceal my Savior, my God. Oh, don't you know that
He's alive,
yes, and the Lord can be found
on earth.
That's why I'm walking so close
to His
side. Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening and welcome again to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on tonight. Please do me a quick favor. Text about 5 people the number to call into Passion for Christ right now and let them know that their blessing is on the way. Tonight we're talking about part 2 of the futility of likability. The futility of likability. And it is addressing how we feel and as human beings when people treat us with behavior that suggests that they do not like us. The problem that we have is that sometimes we're treated with that kind of behavior towards us by people who we have helped, by people who we have demonstrated kindness and care and love to, and by people that we really don't even know that well or really do not even know us. And last week I helped you understand that it is not sometimes that people do not like you. It is just that when they see you, you expose a weakness, a deficiency, or an insecurity within them. Therefore, they treat you as if they don't like you, but you may have not done anything to them. It's just because of what you expose within them. Let me try to illustrate it this way. When you look at the life of David and you look at the life of King Saul, I think that you could clearly see what I'm talking about on tonight. And thank all of you for tuning in. We have people all across the nation each Monday night, and we're grateful to God to be able to disperse this biblical information to you. Here it is. When you look at the fact that Saul possessed an unwillingness to obey God, this is basically showing you really the process of becoming a hater. Somebody shout hater tonight, hater, 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 because there's a lot of us that have some people who hate on us, and various things come up and you can see the hatred. But here it is. There's a process that happens, and let me show you the process of becoming a hater. See, Saul possessed an unwillingness to obey God. That was the first thing. He was not willing to obey God. Saul possessed an unwillingness to honor God. Saul would rather honor himself than to honor God, Almighty God. That's a problem. The third thing I can show you with the life of Saul is Saul possessed an unwillingness to be honest with God. And I could show you all of that in 1 Samuel 15, and I think you can kind of see that clearly. Let me take you to this passage, 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I think it is round about verse number, I think it's verse number 20, 1 Samuel 15 and verse number 20. Technology is only good, I believe, when it works. But here it is. The Bible says in verse number 20 of 1 Samuel 15, "Then Saul said to Samuel, 'I did obey the voice of the Lord and went on a mission on which the Lord sent me, and have brought back Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites.'" Verse 21, "But the people took some of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the choicest of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal." Now let me just tell you this. Let's go back up to verse number 19. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but rushed in upon the spoil and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord?" You see that? See, God told Samuel, "I want you to slaughter the Amalekites. I want you to kill all of them, kill all of the animals. All of them got to go." That was God's instructions. The problem was Saul did not obey God's instructions. Saul kept some of the things that he thought that would please the people. So not only did he not obey God's instructions, he possessed an unwillingness to honor God. And then lastly, he lied about it and was not even honest with God. Now, the problem was he possessed the unwillingness to do all those different things. So when you don't possess the willingness to do what God says, the process of becoming a hater is when you see somebody who does possess those things. And that's what Saul saw when he saw David, because David was the polar opposite. David possessed a willingness to obey God. David possessed a willingness to honor God. And David possessed a willingness to be honest with God. So when Saul saw that, every time he saw David, he saw a person that exposed Saul's own unwillingness to do those things that David was able to do. So instead of climbing the spiritual ladder, Saul rather tried to attack David. Oh, you didn't know? What people do is attack you. And what they do is in their attack is they search for a deficiency within you. Watch this, to help cope with seeing how you expose them. And they're, because they're constantly being reminded of their own deficiency, their own inadequacy, because of your sufficiency. See, sufficient means you have enough. Deficient means that you don't have as much and you need more. So every time Saul saw David, it was not that David did something for Saul not to like him. It was simply because every time Saul saw David, David exposed something within him, which really was Saul's unwillingness to obey God, to honor God and to be honest with God. So every time he saw David, that was a reminder of what David was willing to do and Saul was unwilling to do. Therefore, instead of trying to get better and to increase his relationship with the Lord, Saul decided to eliminate what exposed him. And can I tell you that the people on your job will try to eliminate you when you expose them for being a hard worker, one who is punctual, one is on time, one who does everything the boss says. And when the people around you see that you're nearing, you're getting close, you're about to get a promotion, then they will do everything they can to try to find a deficiency, an inadequacy in you. And if they cannot find that, what they'll do is begin to attack you. Because the only way that they can feel good about themselves and to cope with themselves is to try to attack you. Now, next week, I'm going to show you what people will do in their attacks with you when they see that you expose one of their insecurities. I hope that you see the process of becoming a hater. Because before you and I probably learned this, you and I have done some things before when we saw some weaknesses in our own lives and we looked at a person probably the wrong way, because instead of trying to figure out how we could improve, we tried to attack somebody for them being sufficient because they exposed our weaknesses and our inefficiencies. So before you get too mad at the persons and the people who've done this stuff to you, you also have to look at, beloved, all the times that you have done this to somebody else. And what I'll tell you that we're going to talk about on next week is the fact that in Saul's attack on David, Saul hurled a spear at David. And you have to be careful, because the moment you hurl a spear at somebody else could hurl a spear and try to attack you. And I'm going to talk about what to do when this happens. Even on next week, I hope and pray that this information tonight has truly been beneficial and a blessing to you. Don't get mad. Don't get bothersome. Don't let what people do get you down. You will never be able to control, dictate, or determine whether or not people would truly and genuinely like you. But the only thing that you and I could do is know that if we do what God says to do, obey the voice of God, obey the Bible, the Word of God, be honest with God, and honor God, then God not only likes us, God loves us. Oh God, I thank God for His love. I thank God for His kindness. I thank God for His patience. I thank God for His deliverance. And let me just tell you this, there is nothing better than a relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, don't you get me started on tonight. Because let me just tell you something. I believe that Jesus Christ is the answer to everything. Everything Jesus has an answer for. Because in the gospel of Jesus Christ and in the person of Jesus Christ, everything that we could go through or God would allow us to go through, Jesus Christ Himself has experienced it. And what He wants to do is allow all of us to place all of our burdens, all of our cares, all of our anxieties on Him. Here it is, because He can handle it. Not only can He handle it, the Holy Spirit can transfer everything that we cannot even describe in our cry to God, in our supplications, in our prayers to God. The Holy Spirit can make that as a language to God, and God understands what we're going through. So I need to help you understand tonight that there is nothing better than a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is not a facade. It is all about truly knowing Jesus. And the reason why some of y'all don't have no joy tonight, because you have no relationship with the one who can give you joy, and that is Jesus the Christ. God bless you on tonight. Hope and pray this is truly Bless Your Life. I'm starting to get excited. I wish I could pull some people together tonight at the church building and start a gospel meeting right on tonight, because I'm getting really excited about dispersing information. Y'all pray for me, because God is so good, and all I want to do is talk about how good He is and talk about how good Jesus is. But let's take our cares up to God in prayer tonight. Just dial number one on your phone, and when the last four digits of your number has been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. God bless you for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Wish yours truly, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace Sweet Church of Christ. God bless you.
Caller ending in 4355. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
I have many friends who are in pain and need God's help. So I would ask you to particularly pray for Sister Sutton and Sister Sharon Lee. Also pray for my former friend who she fell and broke her leg right after she had a knee replacement. Be with her and help her heal quickly. That is my prayer.
Sister Fran, it's so good to hear your voice tonight. We'll certainly keep those people in prayer. Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Caller in again, 1-340. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Walker. I'm asking for prayers for Mrs. Smith, the mother of my son-in-law, Ryan. She was in a car accident on yesterday, was T-boned, and not doing too well. So pray for her. She's also a cancer patient being treated. Pray for Marcus Morris, the grandson-in-law of Sister Baker, who was admitted into the hospital tonight throwing up blood. So keep him in prayer and his wife and their 6 children. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Walker. We'll certainly keep those people in prayer. Thank you for calling in on tonight. Caller ending in 5707, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hello, Brother Jones. This is Takesha Johnson. I'm asking for individual prayer for me and for strength to get through this week. And as I study for my exam, I'm asking that God would give me the strength. And I thank you for your wonderful message tonight. I really enjoyed that. God bless you and your family.
God bless you, Takesha. We certainly thank you for calling in tonight. We thank all of you for being with us. Please do me a quick favor. Just remember, set a reminder to invite some people next week. I think that this is a topic that a lot of us have to deal with almost every day. So make sure we can invite some other people to encourage them, and do keep all of these people who have prayer requests tonight in your prayers and in my prayers, and additionally keep those people in your continued prayers. Also, lastly, I want you to think about your minister or ministers who have blessed you in the past that have been an enormous encouragement for you. I think it's quite a shame that sometimes we only recognize the ministers and the pastors that have, been influential in our life just one day a year. But you need to think and pray for your preacher, pray for your preacher's wife, and pray for your congregation and your ministry. We're living in some very difficult, changing, perilous times where it's sad that we're also getting desensitized to crime and violence and shootings. It's almost every day. So we're living in some different times, but this is a time where the church needs to really come together to really understand what's most important, and that is our soul salvation. If we don't get anything right, let's make sure we get Christ right. And you cannot get Christ right without getting the church right. You cannot get the church right without getting Christ right. Let's do that right and encourage and invite other people to do the same thing. God bless you for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Please make sure you pray for your preachers, your ministers, your evangelists, those who have labored for you and taught you down through the years. At this time, we're blessed to have Brother Matthew Gardner, faithful member of the Grace Free Church of Christ here in Anderson, to lead us in a brief closing word of prayer. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Brother Gardner.
Our Father, which art in heaven, good Master, once again, Lord, come with our hearts full of thanks. We thank you, Lord, mainly for Jesus, the Son of the living God, who died on that old wicked cross for the sins of the world. Based upon the fact what Jesus did on that old wicked cross, God, be so kind this time to forgive us for all our shortcomings, forgive us for all our sins. Heavenly Father, Lord, you have our hearts so thankful on the call tonight, Heavenly Father. Some may the request known, some may have not, Heavenly Father, but you know the hearts of all men. Heavenly Father, bless all those who are going through pain, trials, and tribulations. All the storms, or whether we're in a storm, about to go through a storm, or just came out of a storm. We want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our God and having a faithful God to serve. Heavenly Father, Lord, we feel from sick and afflicted throughout the land and country. Bless the household of faith, Heavenly Father. Lord, give us love, love, and grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the deacons, the teachers, the elders, the bishops, all those that fight the good fight of faith. We're truly, truly thankful for all our ministers, Heavenly Father. The kingdom, Lord, give each and every one, especially my very own brother, Brian T. Jones, and very strong throughout the land and country. Lord, give them the aggressive word to continue to save our souls. Lord, as we go the last mile away and do it to the end, Lord, we want to see thy face and peace and give thy voice safe. well done. Thy good and thy faithful servant. Thy faithful will do things when he rules over anything in his mind. I joined the Lord. What a day of shout of victory it would be. Give us, Lord, if we just lay our hands down, we're going to see and be closing our white mask the next day. These are the best acts in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God once more say, amen.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer requests to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.